Annette joining us now from Colorado Greenhouse Builders. Annette, welcome. How are you?
Hey, John. How are you?
I am doing great. And by the way, for all of you listening, I will give you a review of the boxable plant that I went to last weekend, last Friday, in Las Vegas. I'll give you that here in a little bit, but I wanted to talk to Annette first. So first off, Annette, Colorado Greenhouse Builders, it's been a little bit since we had you on. For folks maybe that are just tuning in to us for the first time, tell us who you are and what you guys do and what you can, you know, what you can help our listeners with.
Hi, I'm Annette. My husband and I, Jason, we own Colorado Greenhouse Builders. We are one of the few companies in Colorado that does geothermal cedar greenhouses. We do backyard greenhouses of all sizes. We create basically a year-round growing situation with the geothermal heating option. We have a product that is designed specifically for Colorado weather, for the hail, the wind, and the snow. That's kind of what we do.
And what you guys do, and I really want to make sure that I mention this to everybody listening as well. These are not the cheesy kind of plexiglass, aluminum frame. You kind of see these at the big box stores and so on. Get that out of your mind. That's not what these are. These are a greenhouse, and that I think I'm fair to say, this is more of what your house quality is like. These are going to be, if maintained well, you know, lifetime units that you guys can put up. This isn't something that in 5 or 6 years you're going to be replacing.
Exactly. This is a permanent structure. They're beautiful. We customize them. We've even done like stone wainscoting. We do metal wainscoting. We do just make this a beautiful product that blends in with your home. It's actually a permanent structure. It takes very little maintenance, and it's designed, like I said, for Colorado weather.
Yeah, really, if you really want to get down to it, folks that are listening, this particular greenhouse, what Annette and Jason can do, tailor it to whatever you want. There's so many different ways they can build a structure where you could even have a nice little outdoor space inside of the greenhouse. We'll talk about that in a moment as well, Annette. But really, you can build it to whatever they need. Now, I understand this is part of what we're going to get into here in a minute. A lot of this has to do with what your city, county, maybe even HOA will allow. But if you're somebody like myself where, you know, you're out and about and you're not regulated by all of what I just said, and you've got pretty loose restrictions even on the county side, really the kind of the list is endless. It really is up to the customer and their imagination as to what you guys can do, right?
Absolutely. You know, Jason's motto is you think it, you dream it, I can design it. And we've done greenhouses that have been attached to a deck. We've done a greenhouse that is a freestanding that they are using for a pool, for a hot tub. We have people that, you know, just want to do all different types of growing. So,
well, yeah, and I think really the key to that too, Annette, is that you have a greenhouse that I call it greenhouse. You have a structure, let's say it this way. You have a structure that will keep a fairly constant temperature year-round. So to your point a moment ago, let's say you want to do some growing, but also throw the hot tub in there at the same time. You can accommodate all of that.
Absolutely, we can.
Perfect.
Yeah, we're going to be building one in Woodland Park right now that he's going to grow tropical trees, but he's also, it's going to be a big enough structure that he's going to put one of those, I think they're endless pools.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yep, very familiar with those.
He's going to have a swimming pool in his greenhouse.
That's very cool. Awesome. All right, so real quick, I know I don't want to get off on a sidetrack here, but when you do that, does that water and the humidity, does that change anything? Does it help? Does it hurt? Talk about that for a moment.
So I think in that case, like we have done one similar, the heat from the pool is definitely creates a tropical environment.
Okay.
So this guy's going to grow tropical trees. So I think it's going to be...
So really, in his case, it's a benefit.
Yeah. I think so, to the point we're not even doing a geothermal for this guy.
Makes sense.
So, yeah.
Because so basically, you end up with another heating source for the inside of the space that you're going to be in. And this is something we have talked about in the past. There are a lot of folks where, you know, you... And we talk about this a lot, Annette, mental health, things like that. That's a big topic right now. In fact, maybe almost too talked about. But let's face it, you know, there's folks that struggle with different things even after we've had the elections like we've had and so on. And some folks just want a nice, tranquil place. They can go. They can be away from everything. It's outside of the house. So, you know, you have to walk somewhere to actually get to it. It's away from you know, the television and sort of the noise of the day, if you would, these can be made in such a way where not only are they growing things, but you've got the ability to have maybe a little sitting area, swing, whatever, to where you can actually enjoy that space as well, right?
Right. I have a 16 by 20, so 320 square feet of greenhouse. Well, Colorado was cold this morning. We had snow. It was a brushing, but it, right. You know, we did have, I woke up to white. My greenhouse was nice, warm, and toasty. I have a little fountain in there, water flowing. I have a rocking chair in that. This morning, while it was white outside, I was in a tropical environment spending my time with God.
Nice.
So it is good for your, it's good for your soul, for sure.
Nice. Okay, so all of you listening, you can do that. Annette, what's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Our website is ColoradoGreenhouseBuilders.com, or you can call 720-539-9806.
Okay. Now, we're going to move on to something that really we wanted to bring Annette on in the first place. We've been kind of going back and forth here the last few weeks, just texting each other. And this is where we're going to get into a little bit of politics, which we do on this show. I've got the freedom to do that here. It's my show. We can do whatever we want to. But, you know, we try to help everybody be ready and prepared for the what-ifs of life. But, Annette, one thing that, and I want to make sure I couch this correctly, we need to be careful when we do elections, pay attention to who we're electing. I talked a couple of weeks ago on Fix It Radio about permitting and the fact that, yes, some things need to be permitted because otherwise you just get some haywire things and, you know, you don't want a septic system built over the top of your well and things like that. And there's a reason why we have some things that are permitted. Now, say all that to say this. I think counties and local governments can also get so carried away with that permitting process, they sort of hamstring us in doing the things that really make our lives better. Am I saying that the right way?
Correct. Yes, that's exactly what we're finding. Yep.
So explain what you guys are running into, and again, how, you know, folks that are listening, I think this is important when it comes to their local politics. You know, lately, you know, Annette, last couple of days, we've talked a lot about what's happened on a national or even a statewide basis. But what you're going to talk about right now is the local level.
Yes. You know, everything we do at a local level. We are dealing with counties, cities, you know, their jurisdiction, their building regulations. We're dealing at that level. We're HOAs, you know, so we and we have a product that a lot of people are desiring right now, and we're trying to get them done as quick as we can. But our challenges we're running into is the county regulations now on a building permit. And we're building, I'm talking about a structure that's sometimes maybe just a smidge larger than a tough shed. Not going to house a person in there. You know, it's not a house. And we are finding regulations are crazy. The permitting process is, I have to have almost a full-time person to do permits.
Wow. They're
tracking our permits.
Yep.
There's a list. As a matter of fact, let me just throw this out there as
an example.
No, go ahead.
We got time. We got plenty of time, so take your time.
Albert County is requiring that we print the homeowner's tax records. There's like literally five forms we have to fill out.
Okay, why? What's that got? What's our tax records have to do with anything when it comes to a permit?
I really question that myself. We are literally having to go to the assessor's office and print their tax record, attach it to their permit. We have to do, they're requiring now just about everything in Douglas County over 200 square feet is having to have engineered plans. It's just
so we're
crazy.
Talking anything really, I mean, rough, you know, rough dimensions here, 10 by 20, anything over 10 by 20, you're having
anything
to do all this.
Anything over 10 by 20, they're wanting, we have to go through, it's called a desk planning, and that kind of stands for, I think it's drainage, erosion, sediment control.
Okay.
I mean, we are literally having to provide documentation for them that is, it's crazy, and we're accumulating more costs now for the homeowner.
Wow.
You know, more costs on our part. And each of these units that we're having to deal with when you go through the permitting process, you start with, like in Douglas County, the desk process.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes to the review. Then you have like a planning review. So several of these have fees attached to it. Albert County does as well.
In other words, what you're saying is this isn't free and it's not helping you save money on your greenhouse.
It's not, and it's a lengthy process, and
it's almost to the point where it's like somebody's trying to build another full garage structure, something along those lines, and that's not what you're doing.
Exactly. No, it's not. It's not what we're doing at all. But they are regulating this like we're building a home.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a little crazy. And, you know, there are some structures where absolutely we need to have
sure.
it re-engineered because we're doing a structure for a wedding venue. So these people will house 100 people in
That's
this
different.
Massive greenhouse. You know, there's going to be heating. There's probably going to be water coming through it. So that I totally understand.
Yep.
But a backyard greenhouse that is detached from your house, we don't do electrical and water. So that is not something that we can coordinate with an electrician, but we're not certified we can't touch anybody's
right.
electric.
Right. Yeah, that's not what you guys do. You're the builder side, not the electrical plumbing side.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
We're building basically a permanent I mean I would consider it closer to a shed than just about anything, you know.
Yeah, there's some sheds that aren't much, you know, different than what you guys are doing as far as sizes go. And of course, you know, we see all over the different areas where, you know, there's portable, you know, sheds and tough sheds and things like that. And not saying, you know, how should I say this? Yours is a much nicer unit than if somebody went and did one of those. That's what I was saying earlier. The quote unquote, you know, big box store greenhouses and things you buy are nothing like what you guys have on the same. So let me ask you this, Annette, when it comes to this whole permitting process, where do you feel like, you know, that line in the sand should be drawn when it comes to these communities and what they should be doing permitting wise?
Well, you know, I think, you know, like we talked prior, we have to have some regulations. You don't want just anybody putting something
right.
up that's going to end up in their neighbor's yard, you know.
Yeah, I talked about that the other day on Fix It Radio.
Yeah.
I mean, part of why we do this, especially when it comes to, you know, structures, is if you don't have a good enough, you know, structure built, and we get one of these 100-mile-an-hour windstorms that comes in, yeah, you could definitely affect adversely, you know, your neighbor's property, whether they be, you know, to your side or across the street or whatever. And that's partially why we want to make sure that we're doing things correctly. But again, you know, Annette, I have to go back to, you know, where's the proper role of government in this, and what's that size, or where's that line in the sand need to be drawn?
Yeah, and, you know, sitting at a project right now, I'm talking to you in my truck.
Okay.
I'm on a 40-acre parcel in Douglas County. There is nobody, I can't even see their neighbors very well.
Mm.
You know, we're not affecting anybody's water. This was the hardest project to get engineered.
Wow.
One of our customers actually told us that, and they're a builder, they said, you guys are going through more than we had to on some of our builds. So it's just, I don't know if this is across the country or if it's Colorado regulating this because they want to slow something down. But we're providing a service, I think, that's really going to enhance people. It's going to help them grow their own food. This should benefit their health as well as their, like we talked, their mental status.
Yeah, you're not putting up a tool shed. I mean, I guess that's what I really want to make sure people understand the difference. This isn't a hay barn or a tool shed or anything along those lines. You're literally putting something in that enables the owners of that greenhouse to, you know, grow their own food, grow specific types of food, grow herbs where you can use those for medicinal purposes if needed, if we have any kind of a major issue in the country. I mean, on down the line we go, Annette, that this really makes you more self-sustaining, which, this is kind of my conspiracy theory hat now I'll put on, makes you wonder if that's not why they want to do this, because, no offense, government doesn't want you self-sustaining.
Right, absolutely.
So you wonder, is that part of the issue?
Yeah, I wonder that. You know, especially when you see subdivisions popping up overnight. What regulations did they go through?
Correct.
Yeah. You know?
Correct.
So, and I'm not saying that I know, because I really don't know.
No, no. You know, this is speculation
involved
on your part and mine, but
yeah,
you know,
it is.
Here's what government doesn't think through, and I've said this many, many times. I'm going to talk for a moment about conspiracy theories when I get done with you, Annette. But you know, sometimes government drives those theories in and of themselves because they don't think through fully some of the rules and regulations they put in place, and they drive, in my opinion, some of the theories that come out on their own.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's their fault is what I'm getting at.
Yeah. But with bigger government, you have bigger red tape. You have a bigger process to go through because, and that to me is what I see is, I see a lot of dollar signs associated with this process. I know Albert County, their impact fees. So everybody that builds, whether you're an existing resident, the impact fees are crazy there. And that's just every single person that's going to build, they're going to charge you an impact fee that is supposed to help maintain the roads, blah, blah, blah.
Gotcha.
But that's going to still apply even if you've been in the county for 20 years and you decided you're going to build on top, build another structure on your property. So I don't know. Like you said, it's really important we get involved in who we're putting in office.
And, that's right.
You know, we need to be grassroots and speak out on, in our counties.
And paying attention to these sorts of things. That's why we have you on right now, is so folks know these are the things that are going on. They need to speak up. They need to question it. They need to make changes as needed. And again, I'm not, you know me, Annette, I'm not saying we don't need any regulation at all, but I'll tell you, we have far too many, and in some cases we regulate the wrong things. We let some things, I can't tell you, Annette, how many cars I see daily. Today I bet you I saw 10, and I'm not exaggerating. Cars running around with, temporary permits that are expired in some cases a year or two ago, and they're still running around, and yet you're having to go through and do what you do. That's the problem I have.
Right.
That's my issue.
Yep.
So, Annette, appreciate you very much. Keep the faith. Keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate you guys so much. Folks, again, support them. If you need a greenhouse or you know somebody that does, don't let them buy one of those cheesy ones. Go to Colorado Greenhouse Builders instead. 720-539-9806. Annette, tell Jason hi. Thanks for all you do, by the way.
Thank you, John. Thanks for what you're doing.
You're very welcome. Thank you very, very much. And folks, those are the people that are supporting what we do here on a regular basis. So I say it all the time, and I'll keep saying it. Folks like her, Alan Stack, Novus Auto Glass, others that we talk about here on Ready Radio, Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. It's those individuals that make this happen each week. So please use them. Tell them you listen. That helps them out immensely. And in the case of Annette, again, her number, 720-539-9806. We'll be right back. Ready Radio, KLZ 560.